You're listening to Nia and Liv on the Nearly Pod. Happy listening.
Hello.
Welcome to episode 2 on the Nearly Pod.
That's spelled NILIPod.com.
I'm Nia, and I put the knee into Nearly.
And I'm Liv, and I put the Lee into Nearly. Now, and now you can listen to this podcast on SoundCloud.com and even iTunes.
Yes, thank you so much to the nice people at iTunes who took the time to listen to our last podcast, Trick or Treat Pete or Steve, and approve it so that it can be downloaded from iTunes for free, of course. Amazing!
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 Coming up on this episode, YouTube video of the week
with the Smeagol cat.
Funny things that children say. Good news.
Although it's bad news for Warwick Davis. Find out why later on.
Some Brooklyn Beckham news. And our very first Nia and Liv and an extremely exciting chocolate competition.
And if we've got time, some true spooky Halloween stories.
But first, what's happened with you this week?
Well, unfortunately, I found out that apparently Grizzly Dom from last week's show isn't actually the only person who likes to do that in the shower. Anyway, moving on.
Oh god.
We watched Pixels movie, didn't we?
Oh yeah, we did. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
And like the graphics and everything was really well done.
Yeah, what did you do?
Well, I got my school iPad this week and that's just about it really. Nothing else has happened. It's just been school and iPads.
We hit 10 subscribers.
Oh yeah, and we hit 10 subscribers on YouTube.
And also, to help us out, you could email in what do you think we should call you. Brandon from Bristol emailed in and said, how about calling our followers the Nearlies?
Oh, that's good. Jill from Edinburgh suggested the Nearly Podders. Thanks, Julie.
Thanks, Julie. Oh. Martin from Somerset said, how about the idiots? So rude. That was my dad. So rude.
So did you watch The Apprentice? Do your hilarious Alan Sugar impression.
It's not that good.
Go on. You're fired! that was great. Anyway, so are there any international listeners out there listening to our bedroom ramblings? Let us know. Email us and...
Yeah, that would be great.
That would.
Video of the week.
So
the last week we just thought I'd tell you this. We did do a video called Breakfast Karaoke. You can go check that out on our YouTube channel.
Yeah.
I think that's, what is it called? What's our YouTube channel?
Yeah, it's Nearly. And then it's a space, and then it's pod, because YouTube's weird like that.
Yeah, and won't let us put it as one word.
Yeah, and basically, my dad, we were eating breakfast, and my dad put on some music. And then we were singing along, because that's what you do, isn't it?
Nia's dad put on music while we were eating breakfast, and as you do, we were kind of just like singing along to it, like, because you know that when you hear music, like, who doesn't sing along to their favorite songs? So we were singing along to that, and so he filmed us, and we didn't know this, and then and every so often we just saw the camera and we looked at it, and so Nia, she did the editing on this. She's like, wow, it's great. And she zoomed in a lot.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of Comic Sans and zooming in. So if you like that type of stuff.
So much Comic Sans.
So much Comic Sans all over my face.
Oh. And what was that? Oh, sounds like emo goose.
Yes.
Now, as I said earlier, we have got 10 subscribers on YouTube.
Woo.
So who wants a Mars bar then? Email in to info@nearlypod.com with the secret code word Dobby's Sock to prove that you've been listening. Entrants must be subscribed to our website and YouTube channel click the button on the website that says subscribe in like the bars.
Yeah. And we'll randomly select a winner and send you the Mars bar. Also, so don't forget to include your name and address. Anyway, so here's our YouTube video of the week.
It's called Smeagol Hates Halloween and it's got just under 5 million views. This is a really ugly, hairless sphinx cat and it starts crawling and speaking and saying, no, 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 when its owner dresses up as a wolf and crawls along the floor towards it.
It's a bit mean, but funny though. I do like sphinx cats though, because they're actually kind of cute. They're not that
they
ugly.
They are cute, but they are kind of ugly.
Yeah, okay, here's the clip. Okay, so like we did last week, we've got some of the YouTube comments. I'm really scared. I haven't read through these yet. So these are all actual YouTube comments, so draw your own conclusions. Okay, so Woodrow Duxworthy, okay, said he looks like Dobby from Harry Potter.
Dobby has no master. Dobby is a free elf.
Last tea. The tea of Lars. Yep, that's him. Or her.
Oh my gosh, you might have just misgendered someone.
I'm sorry.
Insert preferred pronoun there.
I'm sorry. Is it he or she? I don't know. Right, anyway.
Maybe it's a they. Maybe it's gender fluid.
No, stop.
Am I trying to make you feel fat? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so.
Last he said.
So they said, that is the most ugly cat I've ever seen in my life. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the Sphinx cat.
And whereas Sarah L. Minecraft stuff said...
Sarah L. Minecraft stuff.
Said, this is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
Excuse me?
What? Are you joking?
Wait, I think it might be like the no. Not the actual cat.
I think she meant the cat.
Oh. So people have different opinions, okay? Don't discriminate their opinions.
Latifi.
Right. Miles and Latifi said, now when he makes that noise, just put your face in his ass and let him spray pee on you.
What?
Oh my god.
Why are there people like this in the world?
I don't know.
Shazka said...
Okay.
With all due respect, that cat looks like a walking ball bag.
If you say so, Shikaza.
Shazka.
Shush. I can pronounce some names. Okay. I dropped my paper. And then 17-year-old Samurai Kai from Canada replied to Shazka and said, not hairy enough.
Lovely. Thanks for that, Samurai Kai.
That's nice, isn't it?
Oh, wow. That's really nice. Nice. Samurai Kai. Samurai Kai. I almost clicked on Brooklyn Becker. Well, this is the section where we talk about the news and we discuss newspaper articles for the week.
Last week when we mentioned about the carrier bags.
The 5p carrier bags.
Well, this week the whole country really went into meltdown after their carrier bag fiasco?
Yeah.
That's the one. With people stealing stealing shopping trolleys to wheel their shopping all the way home in their living rooms and proudly posting pictures on Twitter.
I kid you not, there's pictures all over Twitter like, oh wow, I just got my £1 trolley.
Yeah, because you know how they have like the thing where you put in the £1 and then it like lets you have the trolley.
Yeah, but instead of getting their £1 back, they take their trolleys home and they wheel all their shopping home and steal their trolley. They
yes.
stole a trolley.
That, oh my wow. Okay.
I can't believe it. But in the X Factor, right, do we have a jingle for the X Factor? I can't
we
remember.
Do.
And for the X Factor, Simon Cowell comforts Nick Grimshaw and says he's trying his best, but people still miss Louis Walsh. Backlash. Simon got annoyed with a contestant called Mason Noyes. Oh, that name annoys me.
Mason
cringe,
Noyes.
Cringe, 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 cringe. No. What are you thinking?
Right.
Mason Noyes, who was a wannabe rapper on the show, calling him an a-hole and telling him to shut up.
Right.
Don't come on and insult my show and insult these producers.
I ain't apologising.
He ain't apologising.
And then he threw his microphone on the floor. God, what an attitude. And probably wasn't as good as our new microphone anyway.
Good riddance to bad rappers, I think.
Okay, so Strictly News. Len Goodman, head judge on BBC's Strictly Come Dancing, got very cross and shook his finger at one of the dancers after they performed to Sam Smith's Writings on the Wall.
And by the way, we're reviewing that song next week, as the new James Bond film is coming out then.
We're not sure exactly what Len Ten said, but we think he was cross because it sounded like Michael Jackson's Earth song. You're not the only one, Lenny.
I know that I'm not the only one. Harry Styles.
Oh, stop messaging me.
Who is it?
Abu.
Oh, Abu, no.
No.
No, Abu.
So, Harry Styles.
Oh. Ooh. Dishy Harry Styles from One Direction, the one with the flowing locks, got a parking ticket when he popped to the shops. Let's hope he can afford to pay that fine. I think he'll be all right there.
Yeah.
Also, someone my mum knows saw Harry Styles the other day. Like, actually saw Harry Styles.
Oh my gosh.
They said that he was really, really tall. He was very tall.
Okay, now on to Warwick Davis.
Like we were saying, poor old Warwick Davis. Not quite some good news there.
No. Poor Star Wars actor and star from the Harry Potter films, little person Warwick Davis, has his caravan stolen from his home in Cambridgeshire and has taken to Twitter to get the whole country to look out for it. So if anyone has seen a white caravan with windows on the side being towed down the motorway this week, let Warwick know.
I think it's also got doors on the side as well, but that is most...
I just saw the pictures of Brooklyn Beckham on
sexy Brooklyn Beckham. My dad's photoshopped a load of photos, well, only two, and he's just written sexy Brooklyn Beckham.
I saw them when
should,
I was like,
we should put one of those on our blog. A photo of that on our blog.
I like turned the page to see the
sexy
I looked
Brooklyn
over
Beckham.
To Nia like, oh my god.
Do you fancy Brooklyn Beckham?
Yeah.
How come everything always moves on to Brooklyn Beckham?
I don't know. Brooklyn Beckham's so good. How old is he?
I think he's 16.
Ooh, 3 years older.
You're too young.
No, I'm not. 3 years older. If love is love.
You're 13.
He's 16, 3 years older.
He's probably done his GCSEs.
I don't care.
He's like the same age as my
three
brother.
Years. It's not that old. Poke your face.
That creep. With the Warwick Davis thing, Chris Moyles also tried to blag him one this week on his radio show in exchange for advertising. but it didn't work. So if there's anyone out there with a caravan who wants a plug on the Neely Pod, email in right now, please. And we'll also give you a Mars bar to say thanks from us and lots of publicity to our 10 subscribers and sexy Brooklyn Beckham.
Sexy Brooklyn. No, don't take him away from me.
I'm going to put it up on my wall.
No, I want that.
No, it's mine.
No, it was on my paper.
No, but I'm going to put it up. So then when we're doing our podcast, then we can look at sexy Brooklyn Beckham.
Oh my God, Brooklyn Beckham. He's so pretty.
Brooklyn Beckham.
Oh.
Am I right?
Don't take him away from me though, because
no. Oh, he's how funny. Beer. Guess what part it is right now?
What?
Don't take him away! Brooklyn Beckham! He's mine!
No, he's not. You said he isn't even that good looking anyway.
Shh. He's mine now.
Brooklyn, please like tell me to stop.
Brooklyn, please tell me to start.
Whoa. Well, what's the hunk of spunk that Brooklyn Beckham has been up to this week? And the answer to that question is lots and lots and lots.
Well, who's been playing football with Harry Styles in the Old Trafford Stadium? Well, it's heartthrob Brooklyn Beckham!
Who's been stealing the limelight from his world-famous superstar dad, taking him into the popularity stakes? Why, it's a dreamboat,
Brooklyn Beckham! And 14-year-old Noah Shaw is the latest celebrity lookalike or doppelganger to be in demand. And who does he look like, you ask? Why, it's man of the moment, or boy of the moment, Brooklyn Beckham!
And finally, who's been breaking the law by riding their self-balancing scooter on the pavement in public? Why, it's a boy wonder,
Brooklyn Beckham! There's also a mystery surrounding Brooklyn's cryptic tweet, which says, "Your absence only makes me love you more." Probably to his mum, Posh Spice.
And that's the end of this week's...
Gotta put on the jingle.
Funny things that children say.
By the way, if you couldn't tell that was funny things that children say.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Did you ever get words wrong when you were younger? That is called a spoonerism.
Spoonerism.
When I was little, we used to, you know, Hillier's Garden Centre? When I was little, we were driving past. And I called it Hitler's Garden Centre. I was like, "Mummy, Daddy, can we go to Hitler's Garden Centre?"
Oh my gosh. Wow.
I was the worst child.
You are. Well, my favourite spoonerism was the moment on Gogglebox the other day.
The other day, so I was walking past the salon, and this girl came out of the salon. She'd had her hair done and her makeup done.
Oh, that's nice. That sounds lovely. How did she look then, Vicar Lady?
And she looked gorgeous. And what I wanted to say to her was, "You look like a butterfly emerging from a chrysalis." What I actually said was, "You look like a butterfly emerging from a clitoris."
That would be me. One of my favourite ones was in Kath and Kim. You know Kath and Kim?
Yeah.
So one of my favourite ones is in Kath and Kim, and it's when Kath and Kel are getting married, and so Kath asks Kim to get a statue of the baby Jesus, but she mishears her as a statue of the baby cheeses, and so she brings out a plate of baby bells stuck together with cocktail sticks, and I thought that was really funny. So here are some genuine ones that we found on a website the other day.
My teacher says that an octopus has 8 testicles.
I think you mean tentacles.
When I grow up, I want to be a fashion vagina.
I think you mean fashion designer.
Miss, can I go to the toilet, please? I'll be back in a gypsy.
I think you mean jiffy.
Mummy, I love this... Mummy, I love this programme. It's hairy ass.
I think you mean hilarious.
At a birthday party, a boy says, "Can I have one erection on Mum?"
I think you mean One Direction.
When I was little, somebody hit their nose on, like, I think they fell over and they had, like, a nosebleed. Mm. And I went home and I told my mum, "Mummy, the boy at my school was bleeding out of his nose straws." Like, this is an actual true story, 100%, like, nose straws. Like, not nostrils, nose straws.
When I was little, one of my friends, we were doing Spanish, and you know gracias, I don't know how you pronounce it, is that it? Gracias, I think it is.
Gracias.
And, yeah. And so my friend was teaching her little sister, and she was like, "Daisy, say gracias." And it was just, and then also when I was little, me and my brother used to like Pepsi. Pepsi's gross though.
Yeah, it is. It's not as good as Coca-Cola.
It's wrong. It's lies. Pepsi is lies.
Yeah, Pepsi is like a wannabe Coke.
Yeah. So when I was little, my aunt sometimes had Pepsi. So me and my brother used to go, "Can I have some Pepsi?" But we didn't say Pepsi. We said, "Can I have some Sipsy?"
Sipsy.
Can we have some Sipsy?
Okay, now it's the time you've all been waiting for.
Nia versus Liv. This week it's a children's food quiz. That's as much as we know.
And now we have a new jingle for this feature. But first, let's just play our old one.
Nia versus Liv!
That's my favourite part. Yeah. And here's our marvellous new jingle. No expense spared for production for this one.
Nia, Liv, Nia, Liv, Nia versus Liv.
There we go, I think that's enough.
What do you think about that then?
A bit dramatic.
Now, here are our instructions. They're being handed to us.
They're yours. Thank you. Right. Inside these two envelopes are the names that children have called types of food, and we have to guess what they meant. And I think it's whoever gets the most correct wins.
Ooh, a bit of competition. Oh god, I can't open it!
I can. It's like opening a report from school.
Oh my god, it is. Yeah.
Oh!
Okay, is there anything else in there? Okay, so on the top of our
Don't show me it.
It says, "Remember, these are our actual, are all things that children have actually called food."
Okay, right. Who wants to go first?
Do you want me to just? So do you read one out to me? And
I don't know what Starbucks. I don't want to get the Starbucks app.
No thanks.
I don't want it. The Starbucks in the UK hardly have, like, they don't even do a cotton candy frappuccino.
What is that? Is that a thing?
Yeah. That's, I really want to try it. But every time I ask for it, they're like, what do you mean?
I've just got my leg on Leo right now. It's comfortable. It's really comfortable.
Help!
Do you want me to talk?
We'll do, like, you do one, then I do one, then do one, then I do one.
Belly jeans. You don't... Just guess. Belly jeans.
Baked beans.
No.
What was it?
It was jelly beans.
Oh! Right, guess what this one is. Dotted spick.
Oh, spotted dick.
Yay!
Okay. Bangers and bash.
Bangers and mash.
Yes.
Michael syrup.
Maple syrup. Oh my god, I'm really good at this. Music bars. Is this one hard? No, just what's the song like? Music bars.
Music bars?
No.
What was it?
It was music bars. Usually bars, music bars.
Knob knobs.
Oh god, knob knobs. Is it what it sounds like? Oh, I don't know. Knob knobs. Hob knobs. Oh my god. word. Two nanas. Two nanas.
Two nanas. Tomatoes. Tomatoes.
No. It was sultanas.
Mine are really easy and yours are really hard. More beets.
More beets. More beets. Is it hard?
Yeah.
I don't know. More beets.
Do you give up?
Yeah.
Meatballs.
Oh.
It wasn't actually more beets, it was beet balls, but that would have been really easy.
Oh, you should. Pushy meats.
Mushy peas.
Yeah.
Yes. Jack flaps.
Flapjack.
Yay.
Ninja beer.
Ginger beer.
Yes.
Gorilla yogurt.
Gorilla yogurt. Gorilla yogurt. No, is it hard? Wait, you say the right thing.
Yeah, I am saying the right thing.
Gorilla yogurt.
It is legit gorilla yogurt.
I don't know.
Vanilla yogurt!
Oh.
You got it wrong.
Okay. Hog roast.
Hog roast.
Yes.
That reminds me of an outnumbered thing. Gingerbread men.
Gingerbread men.
Yay!
Flan cakes.
Flan cakes. Cornflakes.
Yeah.
Okay, my next one is...
Oh my god, you got a really hard one.
Pissy fop.
Fizzy pop.
Yay!
And the last one for mine is... Mould cheeses. Mould cheeses.
Old cheeses? Mould cheeses.
Yes.
How would you spell mould?
Spell. Like mould.
Like the mould on the wall. There is no mould on the wall.
Yeah, but like, no, like as if. It's spelled as if mould.
Like mould.
Yeah. Do you give up?
No!
It's really hard.
No!
It's really hard.
Oh, I give up.
Dear, it's Maltesers. Right, is there one more left?
Peep damn pizza. Like pizza. Peep damn pizza.
Pepperoni pizza.
One more.
Peep damn pizza. But it sounds like pepperoni pizza. I don't give up.
Never gonna give you up.
I get half a point for giving up. No, I don't know.
Deep pan pizza.
Oh my god. What? I don't know.
That was Nia versus Liv for this week.
Yay.
I don't know who won. I wasn't counting.
I think I won. I got 7.
I got 6. You won.
I won. I'm the winner of this week.
Liv won this week.
I won. You lost. You're a loser.
I think we might be doing one next week, so yeah. Tune in then.
You're listening to the Neely Pod. Happy listening.
Oh my goodness, I'm a little scared.
Been decorated for Halloween since September.
Oh gosh. Got your costumes ready? Are you ready for trick-or-treating yet? Got your sweets out?
Well, we're going as Dan and Phil, aren't we?
Yeah.
I'm going as Phil and Liv's going as Dan. Ooh. And we have all of our things ready and we're going to be so cool.
Yes.
We might post a video on how to, like, a get ready with me, Dan and Phil thing.
Yeah, I think we should do that. That'll be fun.
Yeah. We went to Tesco's and they had no Halloween decorations and we asked, but They've got Christmas decorations.
It makes no sense. Christmas is like ages away. Halloween's coming around the corner, children. I've been ready since May.
Shh. Christmas is bae.
Yeah, but I've been ready since May for Halloween. Ever since my birthday ended, I've been ready. Oh, yeah.
We have some jokes for you, I think.
Yes, let's have some jokes. Okay, what was the favourite game of the ghost's birthday party?
I don't know.
Hide and shriek.
Burn me. Don't look at my answers. What's the monster's favourite Shakespeare play?
I don't know.
Romeo and Juliet. Like a ghoul.
Oh my god, I get it. Okay, so we have some scary stories to tell you.
I'm like quaking with fear. Wait, I have something to explain how I feel right now. I'm really scared.
Oh my god, do you see how big, like, the thick, that was loud.
That was very loud.
That was really loud. Scary story number one. On the morning of the... On the morning of the 1st of November, a motorist called Dorothy phoned Sutton Council in Surrey, England to ask if her car park was haunted. She had gone out on Halloween and left her car in the car park overnight and then met her friends in the pub and had a few drinks and walked home. She then walked to collect her car the following day, very responsible not to drink and drive, and when she arrived at the car park, her vehicle was in a different place from where she had left it the previous evening. And because it was Halloween, she thought it had been moved by ghosts. The man on the phone suggested that a more obvious explanation was she'd just forgotten where she parked it. Duh.
Do you want to be in charge of the things? You can choose any of them.
I feel power right now.
Right, so this is our second spooky story. This is set in Australia. Come into my humble abode, listen to my stories. This story happened a few years ago on the 31st of October in
Brisbane, Australia.
Australia. It is a true story. John Bradford.
Oh my goodness, I'm a little scared.
So John Bradford, a local university student, was on the side of the road hitchhiking on a very dark and stormy Halloween night. Suddenly he saw a car slowly coming towards him, which stopped. John thought they'd stop for him and so got in to find there was nobody behind the wheel and the engine wasn't even on. The car started moving slowly. John looked at the road and saw a bend approaching. Scared, he started to beg for his life.
I'm a little scared.
A hand mysteriously appeared through the window and turned the steering wheel. John, paralyzed with terror, watched how the hand appeared every time they came to a bend. Then John saw the lights of a nearby pub, so he jumped out. Wet and out of breath and trembling with fear.
Wet?
Yeah, I think it was raining.
Oh, okay.
He rushed inside and started telling everyone about his horrible ghostly experience in the haunted car of doom. About 15 minutes later, two guys walked into the same pub. They were also wet and out of breath. One saw John sobbing at the bar and said, "Look, Bruce, there's the idiot who got out of our car while we were pushing it after it broke down." Duh.
My sound effects like work was great there. Oh, we played one more.
Whoops, I didn't mean to, I was just picking up my phone.
Okay, right.
Lots more to come next week. We've not had any time to do any movie reviews, but we shall just sing the jingle anyway, because that's the best part.
Girls on film. Movies. Do, 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 little do. That was
yay.
Well, it's time for for us to go now. Until next week, I hope you enjoyed our second episode of the Neely Pod podcast.
Sorry, but we have to go.
Please don't go. Please don't go. Please don't go.
But we have to go. Don't worry, we'll be back soon.
Well, it's a shame because we have to go, but we will be back next week. It's okay.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Neely Pod this week.
This is our disclaimer. We're sorry if we've said anything that we shouldn't have caused offence. There are no terms and conditions.
Also, thank you to, what's his name?
Ralph Yancey.
Yes, for being our very first subscriber on SoundCloud.
Why not email in, Ralph, and let us know what you think? And then you'll get yourself another shout out.
Yes.
Works well for all of us, I think.
Wait, boy.
Bye.
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 Spooky, scary. Bye.
That was
the Neely Pod. Happy listening.